This is an In It For The Kicks special feature.
And right about now, the man that we're about to speak to since 2005, Wellingtonian Trey, has worked very, very hard garnishing his tunes to be played by the biggest names in drum and bass. He's released two albums, and to kick off 2015, he's got himself a game changer. Well, instead of me telling you all about it, let's get the man on the phone and let the cat out of the bag. It's Trey.
Well, the big news on campus would be that I've just signed exclusively to the Mighty Viper Recordings, which is a label run by Matrix and Future Bound in the UK. So, yeah, it'd be one of the top labels in the game, I would say. So it's a pretty big deal.
Some of the other people that are on the label are Brooks Brothers, you've got Scientific, the Prototypes. They've released records on those on that label, I should say. What's a little bit different about your contract? You're signed exclusively to Viper Recordings, is that correct?
That is correct, yes. So everything from now on will be with Viper. So
so they get first dibs. So you go, hey, I just wrote this tune. And they go, right, that's coming with us. We've got a smash on our hands.
Yeah, hopefully.
So you've just signed to Viper, and that's a massive, massive deal. But of course, you've got to back it up with the tunes. What do you got coming out on Viper very soon?
We're just finalising a four-track EP. That will be the first proper release. I've had probably five tunes, I suppose, come out from Viper over the last couple of years. So this is the first full Trey EP with Viper Recordings, and that'll be kind of my first release as an exclusive artist with Viper. So that'll come out by the time we finalise it. We'll be looking at probably March or April by the time it comes out.
And are there any plans to follow up your 2013 album Satellites with maybe a new Trey album?
There definitely is. That's what we're sort of working towards after this EP. Then we're working on singles, probably maybe three or four singles. And then towards the end of the year, we'll hopefully have an album all done and dusted and ready to unleash. I would imagine end of 2015, start of 2016, by the time we get that done.
For those that are unaccustomed to the sound of drum and bass, or in particular the Trey sound of drum and bass, what can they expect from this new EP?
Well, for me, I'm still, like, I'm a guitar player, I suppose you could say, by trade. So a lot of the stuff I do doesn't necessarily have guitars in it, but a lot of it comes from that. So it's definitely a bit more on the rocky tip, with a bit, you know, like a very melodic kind of sensibility to it. So I still like harder kind of music. I mean, music that I normally listen to outside of drum and bass would be things like United Snails or Deftones or Tool and that sort of thing. So it's definitely a heavier element to it that I kind of try and bring into the drum and bass realm. So it'll be a bit heavier, but always melodic.
Now, Viper Recordings just recently have had a few tunes hit kind of the charts, as such, with big, you know, kind of poppy vocals. Is that kind of something that you're interested in kind of maybe pushing towards or experimenting with? Or are you just going to kind of stick to the Trey sound that everyone knows and loves?
I love working with vocalists. I mean, it really brings that song content to it. And guys like Thomas Oliver, I've had a lot to do with over the last couple of years. And obviously people like Tali. And we've got, like, I love doing those songy kind of things. So there's definitely going to be a real push for that, especially from a single side of things. I just like things to be memorable, you know. I think that's a big part of writing music. So, and I think in terms of vocals, it's the most relatable thing for most people. So it's a good way to sort of tie people to the music as well.
And off the back of the exclusive signing to Viper Recordings, are there any plans to maybe take yourself around the country on a bit of a tour?
Not so much with New Zealand at this point. The next thing is, there's a couple of sporadic dates. I'll do the homegrown after party March the 6th or 7th, I think it is, and a couple of little dates between then, and then in April I'm off to Europe for a 3-week tour throughout all of April. So that's happening, and then I've got a US tour in September, so we'll try and do some sort of New Zealand tour in between those.
Now, the first thing that you did when you found out that you're going to get or be signed exclusively to Viper, did you go out and do anything silly, or did you did you have a quiet beer, or did you go crazy and pop bottles? Or
I was actually out with Future Bound at the time when we were talking about it, and we kind of decided that that's what was going to happen. So we had a few quiet little drinks that got quite loud kind of drinks later on, you know.
A few high fives.
A few high fives, absolutely.
It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, Trey, and I wish you well, and we look forward to those Viper Recordings coming out very, very soon.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on, man.